Hello, powerful people, hello, hello, powerful people, hello, hello, powerful people, hello, and welcome, I really mean welcome, I mean the highest welcome to Power Talk. I hope you're staying powerful, staying great, staying awesome, because that's what it's all about. And if you haven't gotten your copy of Jottings of a Crazy Veteran, that is Jottings of a Crazy Veteran, available on Amazon or wherever books are sold. It's about my, struggle with mental health and post-military, dealing with, codependency and major depressive and a little bit of PTSD, all those all together. Not a little bit, and PTSD all together. Thing is, like I said, I was talking to that one person, turned out to be a narcissistic abuser, but they're like, yeah, I got PTSD too. And I'm like, dude, has your day stopped? Are we going to have a actual conversation about it, or are you just going to try to, shut down my conversation about it? I don't know, man. It was sad. But that's the thing with that kind of energy and dealing with those kind of people is you learn your positivity is a gift. Your happiness is a gift. Your peace is a blessing. Every level of that, every power of that is a gift to you. There's a reason why it's been given to you. There's a reason why you're allowed to feel that way. It's a reason why, there was a time before you met maybe that one person or watched too many TV shows or watched too many crazy or saw too many bad influences where you were just happy, being happy, clean, peaceful, not being, influenced by drugs. Or being influenced by other negative people to go down that negative road. There was a time there where you were just happy, positive, just great. Then the world told you that's what children do. See, as an adult, you have to do all this negative stuff to be an adult. When in the end, it's definitely not true. You can see it from a distance, but you don't gotta engage in it. You can see all the stupid stuff that adults can get into, but that's usually the adults with a children's mind. To be real, let's talk about it. When I was in the military, I got blessed. This is really what I did. I got blessed to be with my high school crush. So, I thought it was a blessing. She, while I was out, she ended up driving me. Well, not driving. She ended up calling me. Ended up calling me while I was on my way back from, Walmart. Way back in Walmart when I lived in North Carolina. She called me, said, "Hey, Darrell, what's new with you? How you doing? All that kind of stuff." Now, with me at the time, I'm like, oh, wow, this is my high school crush, Didn't really get to hang with her. I was more focused on, writing stuff. Well, writing and, books, all that other stuff, and I was also talking to somebody else, but never really got a chance with her. She was one of those that's like, her friends were around, so she didn't want to be talked to by the guy that didn't want to hang out with the cool people that much. I played basketball stuff, but didn't want to be influenced by that, talk to that guy. So she ended up hitting me up, and when I spoke to her, I was so happy. I was like, man, it's my high school crush. So I got to hang out with her. I was doing well in the military, pulling down some, decent amount of money. So I was 5 hours from my hometown, living in North Carolina. So she was still in my hometown, living with her family. And basically, when I went, I'd go see her every weekend while trying to spend time with my family. And when I go see her, we would be hanging out, find out we had a cool vibe together. We would talk and all that. Didn't figure out till like later on that she didn't really care. Like, I sent her some of those edible arrangements, and she basically avoided the whole note, was like sharing the stuff with her family and everything and all that. And I was like, man, am I dating you or everybody else? What are we doing here? And that, in the end, just, kind of tore down my positive outlook on, let's say, relationships in general. And that really, you know, held me up on a few things. But, you know, I was still dating, still been going in relationships, all that kind of stuff. But it still held me up. It was a different mindset. I was like, oh, all these chicks want is my money and all that stuff. That was a mindset I had for a few years. And, you know, really had to break down that defense. And all that was taken away because of one negative experience with something I really wanted. And, you know, at the time I didn't take it as a lesson. And it took me years after, probably like, you know, 3 years to notice, dude, the lesson here is it was too good to be true. You know, I didn't know she had just got out of an abusive relationship, you know, one of those kind of things, and was, you know, I think verbally abused and one of those kind of families. And, you know, I didn't know that till late. So, you know, and she also went through narcissistic abuse and all that, and probably got her joy and everything stolen from her. She probably has dreams and things she wished she could do, but something inside of her cut her down, or somebody cut her down, the world itself cut her down from doing it, you know. And that's just being around the wrong people will do that to you. Cut you right down, make you lose your happiness, lose your peace. All because you want to impress these quote-unquote cool people, and then the cool people are trying to impress you in the end, if you think about it. So, yeah, don't lose your good, positive energy because you're around negative people. Keep that peace. You know, bad situations happen. And one of my things, one of my favorite people I listen to, he's very inspirational, Tariq Nasheed. He says something about charge it to the game. I said, that's very true. You kind of do got to do that. Don't let it affect you negatively. Don't let it destroy you. I know. You know, there's things bigger, of course, but don't let anything destroy you. Don't let it hurt you. Just learn from it. Just take it as a lesson. That's all you got to treat everything in life. And keep that positive energy. Keep on learning from that, those negative situations. And then learn from the positive situations, too. There's good people out there. Tons of good people out there. With good hearts that will, you know, wouldn't even want anything from you, really. You know, for me, recently, like I said, I just got done, you know, getting basically tore down by a narcissist recently. Talking about, you're not this, you're not that. Then it'll be occasionally when I would finally stand up to him, no, man, you really gotta, you know, that kind of stuff. And in the end, I just had to tell myself, and it's like, dude, you don't need that kind of outside validation like that. That was the lesson from that, you know. Some people are just evil, and they'll use that need for outside validation to use it against you, to cut you down and, you know, call you all kinds of names. You know, they even try to steal from you. They'll try to tell you, you know, you didn't say this. It was actually them that thought of it when you said it. Or you put them on some stuff and they're like, no, I put you on this. And, you know, it'll be a whole flip because that's what a narcissistic abuse is. They want to be the center of attention. That's why, you know, if you're ever talking to somebody in a big group and they have to talk over everybody, interject, and then everybody gets quiet. And, you know, usually it's in a room of people that have been abused, so they're used to getting talked over and ran over, so they're not going to say anything back. And that's where, like I say, that positive energy, that confidence has to come out and say, you know, maybe I don't need to be in this conversation. Maybe this person's trying to bait me into something to feed off of. You know, they want to feed off my positive energy because they could never feel real emotions, real feelings, you know? It's not a part of them anymore. They want to talk over you. They want to get you to get bent out of shape over something they say, or they want to make you feel like you're dumber than they are in the room. And it's not like that. It really, no. We all contribute something to a conversation. We all have point of views. You know, we all have perspectives. There's no, you know, there's no real right or wrong. There's just and unjust. You know, just, I'd have to say, would be, you know, reparations for black people. That's just, that's something that needs to happen. All these other groups get it. How come the one group that we actually see that's devastated doesn't get it? That's just. Ugh. You know, that's just. Unjust would be, you know, you see that, let's say a kid would, well, you see that one person that's very smart, but, you know, to themselves all the time. And you come over and start listening to them, then you want to steal their whole personality and their thing, and then start using that to say, I'm still smarter than everybody, and to cut everybody's conversation off because you were mistreated as a kid, instead of like learning that to let that go and moving on with your life. So, you know, it's sad, man. Sad seeing that kind of energy. People try to steal your positive energy. We all have positive energy, man, and that's the positive energy that makes us leaders, positive leaders for the future, positive leaders for building. And that's what I always talk about, building. That's what stay powerful, stay great, stay awesome means. You know, I have a part in my book, Johnny's of a Crazy Veteran, where I talk about that part being in my book. The reason why I didn't work in my journal, because it was one of my, you know, it was in my journal. I wasn't really talking to myself. I wasn't really talking to what was going on in my life. You know, at the time, I got kind of knocked down because, like I said, I went from, you know, best-selling author to moving to Phoenix, checking out a call center because I was like, you know, I do kind of need regular pay. Then, you know, being there, getting mistreated and stuff, and mistreated over there, then doing mics and getting mistreated all these places. I'm like, but people are like, what were you doing? Dude, I'm basically minding my business. Or even better, I'm just saying, hey, I have this book out if you guys want to check it out. You know, I was just happy to move here. And, you know, one of the first events I did here, people were buying the book. Like, a lot of people bought it. People were forcing to buy, you know. You know, they're forcing me to forcing to pay for it. I'm like, dude, if you don't have the money, just don't. I want to get this information out, which is why I do this show also. I love putting this information out there. Let me recenter. Because I'm over here doing several different things. I'm actually working on this book and talking to y'all. So I'm probably going to do something later. But what I was saying, yep, sorry. Now that's multitasking, writing a book and doing a podcast. Wow, this guy is crazy. What's he going to do next? Juggle? I only have two hands, guys. I can't do that. Okay, I'll try it. Like I said, I wasn't talking to myself. I wasn't talking to what was really going on. You know, it's more of a overly positive. You know, it wasn't a fake positivity. It was overly positive. You know, because I know I was going to get through it, which I did. You know, everything I've gone through so far negatively, I've gotten through it because of the positive energy, because of the faith, because of the belief in myself. Because I want to help others get out of those negative situations. That's always been the plan. I want to help others get out of those negative situations. I want you to believe in yourself. That's why my whole brand is about improving, innovating, and empowering. Now, the comedy is totally different. You know, I want y'all to laugh. You know, don't want to get y'all tearing up too much at the show. But, you know, we're all having good fun there. But like I said, this stuff, like, I love motivating, I love empowering. That's always the brand. That's always been what I want to talk to people about. It's always what I want to do: improve, innovate, and empower. And improve and innovate that belief in yourself. You know, there was a time where, like I said, I didn't have any belief in myself. You know, it was a time where I got that imposter syndrome. I was post-military, and it's mostly because I had the wrong people around me. It was always that one person that was very negative, but it was because they were, you know, actually jealous about, oh, you got a book out? Well, your book, da-da-da-da-da-da. What do you mean by this? When you going to get it? So, you know, the negativity wasn't helping anybody. And with me being, like, isolating myself, because at the time I didn't think I had friends, But I did. A bunch of them. I just didn't want to reach out. I was doing that. I can do it myself. And, you know, ended up getting taken over by that negative energy. So remember, your positive energy is your gift to the world and gift to yourself. It's what's going to get you out of those ruts. It's what's going to get you out of that addiction. It's what's going to get you out of that and all the bad stuff in your life. Even the debt is going to get you out of it. Because really, negative energy is like second-guessing yourself. That's where the negative energy comes from. When you second-guess yourself, that's negative energy. Really negative energy. You're going to second-guess yourself and into a life of obliviousness to where, you know, you don't know what's right or wrong, up or down, because you're second-guessing yourself. Reason why I know? Because I've been through it. Where everything I thought, everything I believed was making me second-guess myself. And it's even worse when you got people that don't want to see you grow as a person because of their ego or whatever. It stops them from growing. And they don't want to see you grow. And that ego is what's going to make them try to kill you as a person. They're going to try to kill that negative energy. They're trying to go absorb that. Well, they're trying to take that positive energy. They're going to try to absorb that positive energy and say, it was me the whole time. You know, you got to watch vampires. Those do exist. Energy vampires, those people do exist. They have really, really ugly energy. And all they want to do is, all they love seeing is people in pain. That's why what I'm saying, when you're in that group and that person wants to yell over everybody because they, quote unquote, say they have to interject and make everybody else feel dumb, they're looking at your facial expressions and absorbing that negative energy. And they're loving it. That's not what you need to be around. You need to be around good, great, funny, loving, amazing people. Like actually amazing, not people that are faking amazing. You know, you don't want to be around that. The faking people, yeah, those, like I said, are trying to absorb your energy out of jealousy that you actually have a capacity to love or to feel or to enjoy yourself or to actually have fun. You know, if somebody's always cynical about everything, when's the fun start? You know, I'm happy about everything in life. I really am. I'm happy to go places. I'm happy to learn new stuff. I'm always happy to, you know, when I'm writing a new joke, whenever I get to talk to y'all, it's one of my happiest times in the world. I know it's been very different, but like I said, I got a new job. Well, I have my job and the time always varies. So that's the main problem with talking to y'all all the time, but you know, and it's not even set hours, really. You know, it's one of those to where, you know, I would want to do this because I'm in the truck most of the day, but I want to do it when I'm in the truck. But I'm like, that's unsafe. I want to be driving and talking, and you're just going to hear, I don't know why somebody sounds like an alarm clock, but, you know, maybe somebody has the horn replaced to sound like an alarm clock. You know, you never know. There's crazy people out here. Maybe that's another energy vampire that gets their kicks from watching people get uncomfortable about the alarm clock. You know, who knows? But, yeah, so the lesson is keep your positive energy strong. Remember to stay boldly positive, boldly achieve greatness. You are great, I promise you. You just got to focus on that greatness inside. You know, never let anybody tell you that you are not great. There's a reason why it's in there. Now, you know, there's steps, you know, there's reasons why people might say that, but it's not up to them. You know, when you're, let's say, down or at the bottom of, you know, well, down, you know, there's a time where you have to be down, but, you know, just don't get lazy in that down place. You're going to, if you get too lazy down there, you're going to end up hurting yourself. And if you hurt yourself too much, your potential is lost. And I was watching a video earlier. This dude's really good. He talks about narcissistic abuse a lot. Let me give y'all a reference, because that's one of my things I do. I like to reference the people. Be Good 4000. He talks about, he's been talking about it, looks like, for 10 years now, over 10 years. So it's, he knows what he's talking about. And, you know, the way I've been listening to him, learning a lot from him about it. And, like, I didn't know about it. I didn't know there was actual energy vampires out there. I know there's actually people that, you know, are so hurt that they want to hurt people to make themselves feel better. Didn't know this. You know, I didn't know there's actual parents that do this to their naive kids so they can have them around for a long time, you know, to give them their supply they need after cutting the kid down. You know, I didn't know this was a thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, one of the things they do say is you do not confront a narcissist because they will try to flip it on you. So, my way of helping and getting out that energy is talking to y'all, man. And I want to, you know, I'm not going to hold this energy on me and bury myself in it and try to, you know, I can outstrong this energy. Then all of a sudden it absorbs me. Then I become a horrible person to everybody. Nah, we don't want that. Yeah. You know, pain is, you know, there's a thing you can do. You can flip pain to positive. It's what I do a lot. You can make it a positive. You can, you know, make sure you're not hurting others because you're hurt. You can do that. Most evil people don't want to do that. They want to see people hurt. They love seeing people hurt. They love seeing happy people hurt. That's really what makes them happy. Oh, yeah, look at a happy person. He was so happy. Now he's hurt. Look at him. You know what I can get him to do? Drugs. Yeah, all the drugs. Yeah, man, never let anybody take your light. You can achieve greatness. I promise you that. Because that's what it's about. Really, positivity, that's what's going to help you achieve greatness. I've never met a negative person like that. That's, quote, unquote, achieving greatness. What is greatness in the end? Personally, like I said, getting the evil out of your life and doing what you need to do for yourself and your community. You know? So, I'm Darrell. Thank y'all for listening for a little bit. And it's always a pleasure. Stay powerful, stay great, stay awesome, because that's what it's all about. Don't forget to get your copy of Guidance of a Crazy Veteran, available on Amazon or wherever books are sold. And like I said, I'm Darrell. Stay powerful, stay great, stay awesome, because that's what it's all about. And much love.